Well, I think when you look at the grand scheme of things,
they've really played well in front of us and presented a lot of challenges. And, obviously, we find a way to win a game that we probably didn't deserve. We only have one player more as far as our goaltender, pretty much stealing one now. So it's a 7-game series, and we're all a team, and we're all working hard to find ways to win games. And like I said, I think we're just focused on trying to find a way to win game 5.
Do you feel like you guys, the second period was not great, but did you feel like in the third period you guys really played the way you wanted to play?
I mean, it was still a pretty even start to the third period. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously Killer's goal gave us a lot of life on the bench, kind of crawling our way through that second period. And then, to come out of that just tied, we felt good going into the third. Mm-hmm. But, you're still on edge when it's tied. And Killer's goal gave us a lot of life on the bench, like I said. And after that, we were pretty focused and locked in to make sure that we did whatever we could to hold on to the lead.
That's the keys with the penalty kill. I know it's been really good this series, especially last game. You had to get 3 in a row in that first period. That's more dangerous probably.
Yeah, I mean, can't sit here and talk about the PK without the saves of Vasi first and foremost. But definitely, your guys are really committed to trying to make the right reads is really the biggest thing. When we can be aggressive and when to be patient and trying to take away options. And you need some shot blocking along the way. And you need a lot of communication with the guys on the ice. And we got to continue to keep working because we're going to make adjustments and we got to keep on.
3 out of 4 games in the series, you guys haven't gotten more than 25 shots. How important is it to get more pucks to Holtby, and how do you guys go about doing that?
Yeah, definitely. I think we passed up some opportunities to shoot the puck, and I think offensively we got to find ways to not look for something else, put pucks in net and go there, and that's how the goals are scored. And the dirty goals are what's going to probably end up being a difference in a game. So we'll keep looking at things and trying to fine tune our game.
You spent a good chunk of your career knowing where playing against and knowing where Ovi's going to be on the power play, but is it easier said than done to take that away, much like it is for them to take Stammer away from where he likes to be on the power play?
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows where he's going to be, but he continues to put goals in the back of the net, so he's a great player for a reason. And they do a good job of finding ways to get him the puck, too, so it's not just coming from one guy. It can come from a lot of different angles, so you just try and, like I said, pick your spots to be aggressive or pick your spots to be patient, and I think we've just been trying to be consistent at that.
Any way of explaining how a home team has yet to win a game in this series?
Really, there's probably no answer. I mean, sometimes you just play a hard-nosed, simpler game on the road, sometimes the way the series has gone, they won the first two, so you kind of bear down and try and find a way to get it back to even. And we just so happen to be on the road for those games 3 and 4. So we're happy that we've obviously came back and tied this thing up, but by no means is it over. And like I said before, they've been challenging us on a lot of different levels and different aspects of the game. And so we've got to continue to get better and keep working.
You ever been part of a series that's 4 games deep and a home team has never won?
I don't think I have, no. I mean, like I said, it's probably a rare thing in this day and age of sports, but hockey's a unique game too, where momentum and bounces and luck go a long way too.
Can you talk a little bit between each other as teammates to make sure that home ice advantage needs to be home ice advantage?
Yeah, I mean, it's always your focus, You love playing in front of your home crowd and trying to put forth a good effort there, and talk about matchups and strategy, and you try and use that to your advantage. But at the end of the day, you got to go out and execute. It's the same hockey rink and it's the same opponent. So at the end of the day, your execution and your awareness, playing smart, playing disciplined, is what you got to focus on.
Have we seen the best good outs in your guys at any point yet in the first 4 games? Have we seen the best from you guys at any point yet?
I mean, honestly, I think the best we felt as a team is probably when Killer scored and gave us the lead there. And we were really focused and determined for the last bit of the third period. And, if there's anything we can use going forward here, it's
that mindset we had, that focus, that determination, you know, that locked in both ways. You know, I thought we still carried the play pretty well there. Had some offensive zone time finally that we didn't have much in the second period, and you know, we'll look to kind of capitalize on that and keep using that in the next game.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.